Bob. This night is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Booville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Booneville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 21st at 7 p.m. at Dodge Pratt Northern Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Booneville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Did a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.booneville.arc.com. Are there any Echo Link stations wishing to check in? Breaking into the repeater, but there is no audio. I want to try it again. Okay, evidently it's not picking the audio up. It's getting into the repeater, or at least triggering it at that point. Give it one more try. If that doesn't work, we'll move on.
KA2ZNZ.
Jack, how you doing?
Yeah, not bad. No, that was me. I was trying to set my beam, and actually I didn't say anything, which is not really correct, but usually I ID. But, yeah, I was just saying, and I was kind of listening to see if somebody was in there. Is there a net tonight, or are you
running
it?
I'm doing it, Jack. I'm a little hoarse tonight for some reason, but, yeah, I was looking for the Echo Link station to check in, and that's what I thought you might have been at that particular time. So, let me move on a little bit here, and then I'll get back to regular members and guests, okay?
Oh yeah, sorry about that. See, I didn't have it on in time, so I didn't hear the call-ups. Okay, I'll be on the side. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack, KA2ZNZ, N5AOW. Alright. Are there any portable battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
Okay, George. N2PFM, and we've got Jack also, KA2ZNZ. George, pick it up. It did contact Jack, and we'll get back to him in a second.
Yes, that's Roger. I heard ZNZ in there, yes. Okay, good evening, Jack. Good evening, Bob. Everybody else on the net. Temperature 15 degrees on the mountainside. Mostly sunny today. Temperature range was 11 to 24. I think it's going to get down to single digits tonight. And then after that, it's going to start warming up a little. I think Wednesday's supposed to be in the 40s. That'll be good. So with that, we'll say God bless and 73s all around. And 2 PFM clear.
Okay.
Okay, very good, George. Well, yeah, I think we're going to have a cold one tonight anyway, so we'll see what happens with that. Didn't get very warm this afternoon, except for the sun coming out, and that give you a false indication of warmth. Okay, well, thank you for checking in. I'll move along to KA2ZNZ, Jack.
Yeah, hello again, Bob, George. Good to hear everybody. Yeah, but I agree with the day today. The sun was gorgeous, but north winds, not very strong, but north winds are always kind of cold. And I didn't show anything higher than 22 here. And right now we're down to about 20. That is supposed to go down quite a bit here too. It might not get to the single digits, but it's going to be kind of cold. And we had about an inch of snow overnight. Didn't amount to much, except the nuisance of cleaning off the car. So, 7-3's to all, listening, and maybe checking in, and so on and so forth. 7-3's, KA2, that is it. Check in.
All right, very good, Jack. Yeah, it stayed cool here all day. I think it topped probably a little over 20. Maybe it made it to 21, but it was pretty cold, and that breeze was just totally frigid. This morning here we had 6 degrees, and right now I just looked at mine, and it's down to 9, so I would imagine it's going to get a little bit lower. All right, very good. Thank you for checking in. I hope you stay warm this evening, and we'll make a call, see if anyone else care to join us. This is N5ALW.
N2KPR.
KC2MBU.
Okay, there's two more. There was an N2 station. Sorry I didn't get the last part. Can you repeat that for me?
Yeah, Jack knows me. November 2, Kilo Papa Romeo.
Okay, I got N2 Kilo Papa, and I didn't get the last one.
Romeo.
Oh, roger. Okay, good. All right. Well, thank you for checking in. Also, we got KC2MBU and N2KPR. All right. How was your day today, N2 Kilo Papa Romeo?
Well, first of all, let's let KA2ZZ know if he's still on frequency. My antenna broke, so I'm now on a small mobile, and I cannot touch the 1/7 at all. Why you haven't heard me much. But in any case, today, give everybody a little chuckle, I went to a baby shower. A friend of mine's girlfriend was having a baby sometime in the, anytime I should say, from now on. She's right at term right now, so it could be anytime. I told you it would probably happen this weekend when I start moving, because I'm moving to Boonville. I'm in Rensselaer right now. I'm moving over to Courtney Village, and hopefully be in there by Monday anyways. Maybe not until Wednesday, but I'm hoping for Monday. And get everything done so I can get back over here and clean this place and get my money. Target hightail it. And outside of that, you know, I had an enjoyable afternoon. Had a good time there, sir. And I was not the only guy, thank goodness. But at first I was for a while. And hello, George. Long time no here. And hi to everybody else in here. It's KPL.
Yeah, hi, Rich. KA2ZZ.
Hey, Rich. Well, thank you for checking in. Glad you had a good day. And there again, I hope you stay warm. I know it's going to get cool this evening. It's already starting on its way down. All right, we'll move on to Ray. Thanks again for checking in. KC2MBU, Ray, what's going on?
Well, we've got 13 degrees up on the hill here. It was 9 this morning, and I don't think it ever hit 20. I think I saw it up to about 17 during the day sometime. But it said February was a record cold. I wouldn't be surprised if March goes out with a record cold too. I have never used so much firewood as we have this year. It's I buy it a year ahead of time, and I went through all of this year's wood, and this weekend we just passed going through half of next year's already. And obviously wood stove season is not over yet. Over.
Well, Roger on that, Ray. I know what you mean. I'm same way here with the oil. You know, the things have been going and going and going. You know, it keeps more than adequate. But, you know, it's just been so cold that, you know, whether you have wood or you have, I've got fuel oil. You're using a lot of it. You can't get away from it. The cold just eats it away on you, so it makes it tough. I'm hoping next year, you know, or at least when it gets down to cold weather again, or cool weather, we get a little warmer temperature. I think we got to have the other side of the seesaw that's coming winter on, and maybe get a little bit better from that. Okay, well, thanks, Ray, for checking in. And again, you stay warm. I know it's going to get chilly again this evening. This is N5AOW, looking for check out.
Comment?
Another station there. Can you come back with your call sign, please?
10-2-KPR with a comment.
Oh, Roger, go ahead.
Bob, I just want to let you know, that was me trying to check in at Echolink. I don't know why I can't get into any New York State repeater, but I've gotten into all over the world tonight except New York State. I don't know what's going on. So it just won't let me connect, and it keeps saying the UDP protocol is not allowing signals come back in, and everything's set up right, and I can't figure out what's happening yet. I'll keep working on it, and I'll get back into it eventually. Andrew KPO.
Okay, yeah, I would imagine there are times, there are nights when things just aren't going to work quite the way they're supposed to. All right, very good. Well, at least you got back into it there for briefly, and that worked out all right. Good, very good, and thank you, 73. You have a good evening. This is N5AOW. Looking for more check-ins.
This is KC2NBU. I'd like to try an Echolink test.
Okay, Ray. KC2NBU. Give it a shot. See if it works out.
KC2NBU testing Echolink.
Roger. Got good copy, Ray, but the audio is down quite a bit.
1, 2, 3, 4, talking closer to the mic.
That did come up. Yeah, you're up normal level pretty much at that point. Sounds good. And yeah, it's full quieting.
Okay, well, it's good to know that Echolink is working properly. At least he knows he can look at the problem possibly on his end.
Okay. All right. Are there any comments or queries and late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank George, Bill, Jack, and Ray for checking in, and Rich also. You folks have a fine evening, 73. It's working out just about right, because I think any longer I probably lose my voice here. I don't know what the world's going on. So anyway, everyone take care. Thanks all. Have a good evening. This is N5AOW Clear.
KPR. Are you still there? KH2ZNZ. KH2ZNZ, sir.
Stay warm.